power grid, of course. And the power grid is very, very vulnerable. I mean, I'm sure you guys understand that federal legislation doesn't require most of these small generators and transformers to be protected in any way, right? So it's they're very vulnerable. A guy with a shotgun can take out a small generator station or relay station, you know, and that can take out tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of homes. So the power grid is very, very, you know, susceptible to attack. And we're not even talking about cyber attacks. It's like, yeah, look, what happened to AT&T? You know, really seems to me like that was probably a cyber attack. You know, I don't know that for a fact, but, you know, I mean, for me, if I'm upgrading software on my laptop, it's not going to affect my wife's laptop, right? So, you know, that doesn't make any sense, but a cyber attack does make sense. So I think we're very, very vulnerable, and we need to stay, in communication so that we can protect ourselves and we can be ready for anything. And sheriff's departments, absolutely, yeah, it's something that they should all have, as you guys have been talking about.
Is there a difference in the pricing for commercial versus, you know, family usage at this time? Because I know in regular cell phones or whatever, there's different business plans and personal plans. And how does that fit in, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, we make deals all the time for large corporations, large companies that have multiple offices around the country. So, you know, they can give us a call at 941-955-1020. That's 941-955-1020. And we'd be happy to talk anybody through, you know, what the best plan is for them. Because look, it's not just satellite phones. We have portable satellite internet. We have portable solar power generators. And we can help you and your company with all of these things. But as ever, you know, it's when it's too late, it's too late. You have to be prepared before these things happen. And if you just look at the news today, guys, you turn it on. I mean, you take your pick as to what you're worried about. Are you worried about ships crashing into bridges? I mean, there's another thing that people aren't talking about, but I know, and you guys know, GPS can be hacked, right? Back in 2017, a bunch of Russian ships in the Black Sea suddenly showed their location as 30 miles inland at an airport because their GPS was hacked. And so they started to crash it, you know, they started to go off course. And so there's so many things, so many areas where we're vulnerable. But if you have independent communications, independent power, you know, you're going to be a lot better off and you're going to be prepared for whatever may come.
Well, one other question, Chris. Sure. What's the difference between the two main phones? I have is it the 9555?
Yeah, you have the Iridium and then we have the iSAT phone. They're two different networks, kind of like AT&T and Verizon. You know, but both of them will cover you anywhere you go in the United States. As long as you can see the sky, you can make or receive a call. And the question that I get a lot, guys, is, you know, do these phones just enable you to talk to other sat phones? And the answer is no. You can talk to any landline, any cell phone, anywhere on earth. And also they can call you as well. So you are really, truly connected to everybody via voice call or via text message. You can reach out to anyone that can reach out to you.
All right. One of these times soon, I want to have our producer call either Chris or Sheriff Mack on the bat phone. I mean, the sat phone. And we can do a live on the air demonstration. How's that?
That sounds good to me. Yeah. It's not like the proof, seeing the proof in the pudding. Right. And but yeah, these phones really are lifesavers. I mean, I can't tell you guys over the last 20 years how many times that our customers have told us that these phones saved their lives. You know, we do phones for so many different types of people and companies, like the Baja 1000 race down in Mexico, where, you know, people are constantly crashing and there's no communication via cell service. You know, all of those guys have our sat phones. Oil rigs across the country and around the world have our sat phones. Ships, guys lucky enough to own private planes, you know, we put sat phones in those. So, you know, whatever your needs are, like, we can help you guys out.
So, Sheriff Mack, if you're hiking or out camping, you know, you remember the long ago story about that guy that lost his arm because he couldn't break free. If he could have used his other hand and grabbed the sat phone, man, he could have called in like Batman and said, "Save me, people." And he would have been, this is serious.
Would have saved his arm. He almost died. That was in southern Utah. And they made a movie about it. And I went and saw the movie. Right. It was absolutely amazing. It was so intense. But yeah, he had a free hand, and if he could have reached in to his backpack and got his sat phone, first we would have never heard of him.
Yeah, that's right. He would have got to the hospital, got some help and everything else. But I remember being a long time ago out in the country in southern Utah as well, way out where there was no communications and everything. And I remember a teenage girl fell off her horse and had a serious head injury and everything else. They eventually had to life flight her and all that kind of stuff. But I remember holding her down. I was a missionary, actually, and I was holding her down so that she wouldn't hurt herself while the ambulance or the life flight team came and took her away on a stretcher. And, you know, if I could have had a sat phone, she could have got help a lot faster than it took us. We were running everywhere and having people try to knock on people's doors to call and get help and everything else.
Sure. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, look, I mean, well, we all have life insurance, right? Life insurance writes your loved ones a check once you're gone. You know, this,
amen.
The sat phone is life insurance that can save your life, right? You can get help in time to save your life. So, you know, however you look at it, I think it's an incredible, device for anyone out there. You know, when you talk about hiking here in Colorado, that we have so many stories of people who they park their car, they go hiking there, you know, less than a mile or two off the road, they have an accident or a fall and they die because they cannot reach out. It happened just last August. And they found this poor guy. He had his cell phone on him and there were a bunch of unsent text messages. You know, he was trying to reach out for help and he was alive, but he couldn't get those messages, couldn't get delivered. So a sat phone would have most likely saved his life.
When you get ready in your car, usually you have a spare tire. You have hopefully some jumper cables or some kind of basically, you know, jump, you know, start a vehicle kind of thing. You have a first aid kit. A lot of times, if you're wise, you have water and a few blankets just in case you need them. Maybe a shovel, like a fold up shovel or something like that. And you got to add your sat123.com phone to that as well. Sheriff Mack, I don't want people to just think about fear and all the problems we can bring up, although those are critical things to be aware of and cognizant of. But I really want to focus on the sat phone being a solution. This is a solution to a problem. This isn't let's dig up more problems and feel helpless. This is a solution tied to issues. That's what we're known for every time, Sheriff Mack.
Amen to that. That's what the CSPOA is all about. We're glad that Chris is part of the team, and we're glad to be working with satellite phones with Chris. It's a great partnership. Law enforcement, patriots, and sat phones all go together. And Chris, thank you so much for the product that you provide and also for your loyalty and your support.
Before we let Chris go, though, he's going to be at our event, right, Sheriff?
We hope that he's going to be there on April 17th. I know we're still working on that. And Chris,
because if he is, the point is people can see a samples of the sat phone there and maybe hold one and talk and get their questions answered personally. And best of all, meet Chris Hoare, right? Anyway, we're hoping you'll come, Chris, or have somebody at least in your stead if you're not able to make it. But we do want to really promote the sat phone at that event as well.
Amen.
Amen to that. Absolutely.
All right. You got a final parting shot for us, Chris?
A reminder that these phones are free with activation. And if you call us today, we can ship those out to you today. So you can have one tomorrow. You know, get the phones before a major event happens because they only make about 100,000 of these phones a year. You know, not like the iPhone or whatever Android phones, they make millions of a year. So when we get a big disaster or a big event, these phones sell out and there are none available. So make sure you're prepared in advance. Go to sat123.com. Or give us a call at 941-955-1020. And guys, thanks so much. We really appreciate being able to sponsor your show and help you guys as much as you help us. It's a real pleasure.
God bless thanks, you, Chris. Talk to you soon, sir. Thank you so much. Sheriff Mack, thanks. You got a quote for today before we introduce our next guest?
Well, I do, Sam. It's the title it's the title of our convention on April 17th. So we hope everybody will come and find out why we have three words for my Supreme Court victory: resist the temptation. And explain the rest later, maybe I won't, but absolutely, folks, be there so you can find out what resist the temptation is really talking about and what it means. Be there April 17th, Ahern Hotel, all day long, April 17th, and you will be amazed because we're actually focusing on something new: the solutions to take back America and restore our Constitution as the supreme law of the land. Resist the temptation.
And you want to know the best part about that? all of our solutions are peaceful, Sheriff, because we follow the Prince of Peace.
That's right. And not only that, every bit of what we're about is for all people, all races, all religions, and all nationalities. So come and be a part of this.
Yeah, sat phone knows no color, and neither do we, Sheriff.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Sat phones work for all people who need emergency preparedness. Sat123.com. Our next guest, Mr. Steve Stern. He runs a website called sternamerica.com. He's from Florida. He's a huge patriot. Steve Stern, Stern is a passionate conservative leader who has dedicated his life to upholding the principles of election integrity and civic responsibility. Steve, welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show, sir.
Here and
we need your sound, Steve.
All right, we're working on Steve's sound. In the meantime, it's okay. In the meantime, basically, Steve Stern has created a platform for dealing with patriotic issues, ladies and gentlemen. It's huge. It's also become Steve has become a prominent voice in the conservative movement. I guess he runs a platform people can utilize in addition to his website, where he has these incredible webinars that he does. And we're going to talk about one of them. It's basically an invitation to election security. It's on Zoom, and it's going to be happening April the 4th. What's that, Thursday? So we'll get into that in a second. Hi, Steve.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Absolutely, yes. Sir. Welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show. Right,
thank you very much for having me. So we do precinctstrategy.com as well as election integrity. So we want to let you know Dan Schultz wrote a book, and everybody should get it, on why you should join the Republican Party if you go to his site, www.precinctstrategy.com. So we do a Zoom meeting both on precinct strategy and on election integrity. So this Thursday, everybody's welcome to come on. If they send me an email, sstern1054@gmail.com. That's sstern1054@gmail.com. We'll hold it up. As many of you viewers know, I'm an old school guy. Been in business 70 years with the flag shirt with the largest patriotic website in the world. So this Zoom meeting on Thursday, we have them every 2 weeks, and we include precinct strategy and election integrity, election security, both of them. So this on the 4th, Eastern Time, 3:25. And if you'd like to come on, we already have 600 people signed up. This probably is going to be the largest election security Zoom meeting that's ever been held in a long time. And we're going to have Christina Norton. Christina Norton is the RNC head on election integrity. And if you go to protectthevote.com, that's protectthevote.com, she'll talk about that on Thursday. And that is how you can sign up to become a poll watcher or a poll worker. That's part of the solutions on winning this election. There's a lot of different solutions, and there's a lot of things people are going to be talking about on this Zoom meeting. The next person going to be talking is Seth Kessel. He's going to be talking about the 30 counties that are important in this election. Most people know them, but let's put them up there so everybody can see them. We're talking about 8 states that are going to make this election important. And we're right now working on Pennsylvania. So just to give you an example, a lady saw me on Steve Bannon about a year ago in California, called me up and said, can you help me turn California red? I said, I'm good, but I don't know if I'm that good. But let's try. So what we did was we started to get 4 or 5, 10 people together. She started getting people together. We went through 300. Now we've got 10,000 people working in California. And on this election, you could see that people are really enthusiastic, and we're hoping to win the Senate there. It's a close election. We got Steve Garvey. I'm from Brooklyn originally and followed the Los Angeles Dodgers. Steve Garvey is running for Senate there against one of the worst Democrats in the history of the Democratic Party. So after Christina and Seth Kessel, we're going to have Jay Valentine on. He's talking about fractal system. That's a new system, not new, but a couple years old, on how to run systems a lot faster than the people did. Then we're going to have Dan Schultz on. Dan's going to talk about precinct strategy. So let me go back and tell you what's precinct strategy and why this is important for the party and for the country. So about 3 years ago, I saw him on Dan Schultz. I'm the vice chair of the Broward Republican Executive Committee. I called him up, told him what our successes were. And he got me on Steve Bannon. And, you know, it's a little funny story. I like to talk about that because, you know, a lot of people don't get a chance to get on TV. This is my first time 3 years ago to get on. And I got up about 3 o'clock in the morning and I said to myself, holy cow, what am I going to say? And I started writing notes and I figured I'd go back to sleep, but I never went back to sleep. So he told me I'd be on at 10:30. I got over there at 10:30 on Skype. I'm sitting there. 10:30 comes on and they say, they send me a text. You're going to be on it in about 15 minutes. 15 minutes go by. Then they said another 15. Well, I get on about 11:50. Well, you know, I'm sweating here because here I'm waiting an hour to get on. It's 11:50. I get on, do a good job. His people call me about 2 weeks later, said, we'd like to have you come on. And we've been on there ever since getting people involved. Now, there's 400,000 slots available to join the Republican Party all over the country. Each county and precinct has an executive county or town committee. If you look up on Precinct Strategy, you can find out in your state how to become a member and what the differences are in each of these states. And what do you do when you become a precinct committee man? You see I'm wearing my button, PC, precinct committee man. And it's very important because when we go out there and wear these things at different conventions and stuff, people come up and say, hey, what is PC? So we tell them that you attend meetings, you vote. You vote for different offices, and then they become state offices, and then they become national offices. And you get candidates elected. The most important thing about precinct strategy is getting candidates elected. This is the most important election. You know, we say this every time. The solution is, in this country, if we don't win this election, House, Senate, President, we can take our country and kiss it goodbye. You've been on a lot of times, listening to your program. We talk about this a lot of time, but this is the most important thing. Why? I just got a text this morning. And I'm in Florida. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. They're flying in people from all over the country, all over the world, and bringing them into Miami, as well as many other cities in the middle of the night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody sees them. And then they're shifting them all over the country to vote. And, you know, we've got to run against this. So we're going to talk on this election security event with Marley Hornick, who does United Sovereign America. She has a solution. Linda Rance works for Cause of America. You know, they want to do hand counts, get rid of the machines. Tony Shoup, Audit Pennsylvania. Linda Sinkowitz. Now, this is important because you guys are involved with the police and everything. And Linda Sinkowitz, fight voter fraud. In Connecticut, she has a number of people that they've taken off the voter rolls. And that's what her job is. She takes people off the voter rolls permanently, one at a time. But what she's doing more important, she's getting arrest warrants for people who are voting not once, not twice, not three times, but as many as five times in many areas because they get away with it. And the arrest warrants have not been executed in Connecticut. So she's going to the Supreme Court to get these executed. Now, if we show that 5, 10, 15 people get arrested actually for voter fraud, people in the country may start to think about this before they start stuffing the ballots, before they take the ballots and put them on two or three times. And we've got to expose these people. So we do this election security thing to get the solutions, to do the precinct strategy to get the solutions. Now, what we've got to do is we've got 400,000 slots in a Republican Party. We have 200,000 filled. That's horrendous. I've been doing this for 3 years. We went down 190 up to 210. We're about 200, 210.
Wait. What do you mean by slots in the Republican Party? You only have 200,000. What kind of positions are you talking about?
All right. So there's 400 slots in the country. Each county gets so many slots, precincts, so they become members. So there's 400 slots in the country. There's 200,000 filled. So let's say in Broward County we have 800 slots. Each county, each precinct gets a member or two members. And an alternate.
Hold on. How many slots are nationwide again?
400,000 slots.
200,000. Okay.
We have 80 million voters. Where are those people? That means that we don't blame the Democrats for what's happening. We blame the Republicans. So why don't people get involved? Let's talk about that. You talk about solutions on your program. Now, I've gotten on TV many, many times with many, many programs, and people do get involved. Now, I went up and saw President Trump. You see my picture behind me with President Trump a couple of years ago. I've been up there a few times in Mar-a-Lago, many times, actually. But this was a big conference that I had with him. He invited me up there, and we talked about precinct strategy, which he endorsed. But at this particular meeting, he said that he would talk about this at his election, at his rallies. Now, think about this. If I get on your program and ask people to get involved, I'm going to get a few. But imagine at a rally, if President Trump said, hey, 50,000 people at your rally, we need you people to get involved, not to wave these signs up all the time and rah, rah, right. rah, go home, nothing. So we've asked him to do that. We're going to talk to him again. He's done it a couple of times, but not enough. So we think that if that's going to happen, it will help. So we didn't stop there. We went to Moms for America. They have 500,000 people. There's a little brochure which they put up to their members. They interviewed me, and I interviewed them. I interviewed them on Stern American. So how did this start? Stern American started because of Clay Clark. Clay Clark, about a year ago, had me talk at one of his events in Miami. And at that event, we had a little bit of a back thing where we interviewed people. And I started interviewing General Flynn, Mike Lindell. And, you know, a lot of people interview me. So I said, wait a minute, let me go interview them. So I started interviewing many, many people, including many candidates, to learn and send these clips out and get people to try to get them elected. So if somebody wants to run in an office and they're running, you know, now and they want to get interviewed, please feel free again to come to sstern1054@gmail.com. We'll interview you. And what that does is we give you a free interview, 10 minutes usually. You send it out to your constituents. That's a big deal, because most of the people don't have a way to do this. So we do this for them. And again, let me put this up, because people say, I don't do it enough, old school Stern. You can call me at 954-318-6902. I answer every call. I will tell you this, that I don't answer right away.
Hold on, give
that
number again slower, Steve. 954-318-6902.
So we've been on programs and people call, you know, I answer them, but the funny part about it is I let them ring because I get the message. You know, we get a lot of calls. I'll get on a program and, you know, Bannon or Fredericks, I mean, we can get 100, 200 calls. They're all answered. Very few people answer all their calls. And that's something in the United States that we're going to try to work on. When I first became a member 20 years ago in the Broward Republican Executive Committee, it took 3 months before somebody called back. And if you don't think that's happening now, it is, because I have a lot of people call me and tell me, hey, they want to join. They call up, they don't get a call back. So I tell them, go right down to where their meeting is, call one of the other people there, go down there and tell them, hey, you called many times and nobody's returned the call, because this is outrageous. And this doesn't just happen in one place. I actually call a lot of these places to find out if these people call back, and they actually don't call back a lot of times. So we've gone around and tried to do other things to sign up people, because, you know, you talk about solutions. So we have a guy that's helping us. You may know him, yournews.com. Very important. He's in Palm Beach. He prints a lot of articles about conservative people, gets people to get involved. And that's an important thing in this particular thing. So we did a huge event here, which I want to talk about, 2 weeks ago, why it's so important. At Trump International 2 weeks ago, here's the little event over here, and why this is important. Because we did a fundraiser, and of course, you know, I decided to take charge, and we had about 20 people work on it. And of course, only 3 or 4 ended up doing. And I'm going to tell you a little about this, why this is so important. Because first of all, one of the girls told us we had 2 or 3, 4, 10, 50 golfers to come to this event, which is a golf tournament, a speaking event, and something else we'll talk about in a second. So she gave me 2 golfers. I had to go out and get 54 golfers. But this is very important because I called around the country, plus Palm Beach, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale. We got 54 great golfers, of which we had celebrities. And as they were golfing, we had, prior to this, for the 3 weeks before this, we interviewed 50 people, one from every state, had them on live with 150,000 people viewing, why they joined the Republican Party, what they're doing in their state to make it happen, how they're getting people involved, and talk about election security, which is the most important thing in this country today, because without election security, and why did I get involved in this? Because in the picture behind me, when I saw President Trump, a couple of days before the last 2022 election, he endorsed one of my candidates. Well, who am I? I'm just a guy like you guys on the street working to try to save this country. So he endorsed one of my candidates, and we started talking about this, and I knew this guy was not going to win, and he's actually running for Senate in Vermont now, against Bernie Sanders. And we talked a little bit the next election, which is coming up now, and I said to President Trump, I said, you know, nothing has really changed from the last election where they stole the election. A lot of people won't talk about it because they're afraid of getting sued. But we all know what happened. And as we delved into this and why I got involved in this is because President Trump said, hey, look, you do a Zoom meeting on precinct strategy. Why don't you do one election integrity? And I waited about 2 weeks. I said, all right, let me start this. So I didn't know much about election integrity other than what I hear on the radio. And I started calling up the top people, Cleta Mitchell, Joe Von Pulitzer, Linda Payne, Mike Lindell. I got through to everybody and I asked them what they thought. And they said, well, we had this solution. We got this solution. I tried to bring him on. And in 2 years, we've come up with a lot of temporary solutions. I don't think anything that's going to make a difference until now. And we'll announce this Thursday on the election security thing come up with some
all right,
of these.
How do people sign up for this again? If people want to attend the Zoom conference, that's Thursday at 3:25 Eastern time. Very weird time, but you'll remember it, right? 3:25. You can sign up. Where do people sign up, Steve?
Stern1054@gmail.com. Send me an email. They'll get a link to this thing and they'll get on. We try to do this so not everybody comes on. We want to vet the people. I want to make sure that they're Republicans. Want to make sure that they're just coming on to see what's going on. So we have a lot of success stories. I don't know how much time we got left here, but if we do have a few minutes, I want to talk about a couple of people because I get on a lot, but a lot of these people in the country do not get on. So we just met a girl in Alabama, Jill Howell, who just out of the blue started giving me information in Alabama because for years I was trying to get conservative people in Alabama. You would think Alabama's terrific, but we couldn't find people that really wanted to step up. She has already stepped up, got me about 500 people in Alabama already. Again, I talked about Tina Saleen in California, 10,000 people. Paul Bodine in Nevada. I met him at the Clay Clark event, and what happened made a difference. He had a booth, and the booth people were coming up to sign up for the Republican Party. And I was saying, well, wait a minute, don't you know about this? They said, no, we don't know how to get involved. So right away I said, okay, every event, gun shows and everything, have a booth. Let's get people involved. And we started doing that. Now we got a guy in Texas, Robert West. He signed up 1,000 people. He's got a whole thing going on how to get people involved. He drove 8 hours to sign up 16 people. And that's what we need. We need people around the country like David Penn in Minnesota. He got his own podcast. He started working. He's got a tire company. A lot of these people like me, you know, I gave most of the business over to my son so I could devote this because we do this for free. You know, we're doing this round the clock for the country. And of course, sure, I get a lot of calls from people saying, hey, thank you for what you're doing. But I come back to them and said, hey, look, I'm glad you like what I'm doing, but how about let's getting you involved and getting you doing what, you know, what I do. And they said, oh, that's, how do I do that? So right away we do that. Then now New York, you know, New York is a tough place, but we got a girl, Kelly Stastinga, and she really started getting people involved. We got a guy in Ohio, Jonathan Broadbent. He is doing a phenomenal job doing this stuff. But one of my greatest people
is one of the things that's needed, Sheriff Mack, is we need to work with all kinds of groups on election integrity. And the sad part is some of them are more, what do you want to call it? Spot on than others is the easiest way for me to say it. And I really believe the precinct strategy is one of the big keys because look, all the mail-in ballots want to just skip all the precincts.
It is.
They want to destroy the local municipality reality to this where it's like, hey, you know your neighbors, you know the people there, you know the precinct leaders, you know, they want to destroy all that because if they can divorce you from your heritage, from your history, from your connections, then it's very hard to have accountability. That's what they're aiming for here. And so this event that Steve's having is really critical. It's an invitation to election security Zoom conference call this Thursday on the 4th at 3:25 Eastern time. You can sign up by emailing Steve and you got to do that by sstern 1054@gmail.com. And you can sign up and get a link so that you can participate in the Zoom conference as well. Sheriff, this is one of the most critical parts is working together and letting everybody know about all the different people working on this. Because somehow when we're fractured, we only have so much mojo. When we're together, though, that mojo has synergy, yeah. Sheriff.
Well, it is. And I really appreciate Steve's enthusiasm. So thanks for bringing this message and your whole attitude towards it, Steve. I really like what you said, because we've been saying that a lot lately. Stop patting people on the back and get busy and do something. This is all about solutions now, folks. We have got to focus on the solutions. And we've been maintaining, Steve, that sheriffs need to be investigating election fraud all across the country. And with the evidence that you and Christina and True the Vote and others, but there's dozens and dozens of people working in this, or organizations, and there's hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people crying the same thing that you are to the entire country. You better wake up and stop looking at the talking points of the Democrats and the lying media, and start focusing on what's happening in your area and do something about it. And I really like the precinct thing as well.
Now, so I think as I mentioned, we're going to start working together. So our event is on April the 17th, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Resist the Temptation. The details are available at CSPOA.org, and you can sign up and get involved and go with us to the Ahern Hotel. Incredible speakers on election integrity and a whole lot more. Steve, do you work with like Mark Cook and True the Vote and other organizations, or do you just primarily do your own thing?
No, I just bring people together. We bring everybody together. It doesn't matter who. We've contacted every election security people in every state. Mike Lindell has given us his 300,000 people. We don't, you know, there's some people naturally we can't get a hold of, but we are getting everybody. True to Vote, we've contacted them. They came on our Zoom a couple of times, but they haven't spoke. We're glad to have them on. There's some people, you know, we had Joe Von Pulitzer. He was down to see President Trump. The biggest thing that's happening today, I think, that we just missed, we got to get young people involved. You know, I'm 82. We need to get Turning Point USA, which we're working with, is one of the most important things. Because as you've heard recently on the polls, the young people who are indoctrinated in all these schools are now turning to the Republican Party or independent because they see how bad this is happening with the Republican Party. I mean, Joe Biden is not stopping there. I don't know if you noticed, but they went to the prisons. They're going to get the prison people to vote. Wherever they can find a person and making it legal to vote, wherever they can find a vote. But it's going to turn against them, because even the legal aliens realize that they came from a country like Venezuela, Cuba, all these South American countries, China, all these places that socialism has killed them. Their vote doesn't count. So we're working very hard to turn these votes from illegal aliens, because they're not even allowed to vote. So we've got, you know, Cleta Mitchell working on it. I mean, there is tons and tons of people working on this, but we need everybody. Anybody who's listening to this, you can't just sit back and listen to your TV, Fox, and all these programs and do nothing. I don't care if you give me an hour a day, 50 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. Can you imagine if we have a million people give us an hour a week? That's a million hours a week we didn't have. So again, precinct strategy is very important. And again, some of these people in these states, North Dakota, Lori Hines, South Carolina, I want to tell you something about Jeff Davis. He puts out a paper, an email every day to 10, 20,000 people. We're going to start this in every state so that people are able to know what's going on. Because, you know, it's funny, when you talk to a lot of people about the country, they don't even know that the border's open. You know, they say, oh, the border's not open. The same people all the time. You know,
yeah, Steve, what you need to do is make sure Jeff sends out our flyer for our event coming up too, because our event is going to basically kick off in person the next steps to the election strategy. We're going to be having Steve Bannon live from our stage doing his broadcast war room. And Bannon will be interviewing some of the attorneys taking Carrie Lake's case to the Supreme Court. So this is really getting good when we start to pool our efforts, sir.
Well, one of the good things is Steve Bannon texted me the other day and asked me to get his sister involved in North Carolina. And we did that, and she sent back a little note to Steve, and he came back to me and said, hey, my sister loves you. I said, we want people to love us. We want people to volunteer. Now, I'm going to have a special guest. I don't want to tell you who it is right now that's coming on, and like, we'll tell you it's connected to Steve Bannon, but we got to be careful here, because one time some of the Democrats got a hold of our thing and did a couple of bad things on our thing, but we're blocking a lot of this stuff. So, yes, Steve Bannon, Steve Gruber, many, many people are helping us. You know, Dr. Gina, we've got people on One American News, on Newsmax. everybody's starting to step up because they realize how important this is. You know, I know it's been a long time trying to get onto your program, and I'm glad you had us on. You know, Johanna was nice enough to introduce us. So we need to spread this word because, you know, when you have people on, a lot of people don't talk about this, you know, and I've watched a lot of the programs all over, and, you know, people talk about a lot of different things, but they don't talk about election security, how we're going to solve this. How are the people on in the country? What are they doing? You know, I got a girl in Massachusetts, Sue O'Sullivan, that started 50 groups of town committees. There was none in Massachusetts. There was five in the entire state. She started 50 herself. So we need to let these people get on and know what's going on, because these are the people.
Yeah, our greater numbers are the key to success, that's for sure. And if you can spread our flyer to all those groups, that'd be very helpful, because we really need people to show up in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel. Steve, you mentioned something about a shirt too. Do you got a shirt that you're highlighting?
So we're doing the flagshirt.com. I'm in business 70 years this year. Not a lot of people are in business that long. I don't really promote a lot because, you know, it's not fair when you come on, but www.theflagshirt.com. We're the largest patriotic website in the world. And we have everything from umbrellas to earrings to shirts, from even little toddlers. So July 4th is coming up. Flag Day is coming up. Now we're gonna get people. Last year we ran an event for Flag Day. We had 46 patriotic speakers running for 9 hours on TV. We'll do that again. Brighty on TV ran it all over the weekend. Mike Lindell put it on his network. It was all over social media. Over 1 million people watched it. So we're working on that. Anybody you'd like to suggest for a speaker next week after our Zoom meeting, we start getting people involved, because it takes, you know, 2 months to do Flag Day event. We're going to show you the largest flag in the world. One of my guys did that in Montana, and we're going to have it on. They're going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner as they unravel that flag. We're going to have flag experts on it. So we do a lot with the flag shirt and the flag. We're very patriotic. You know, we care about our country. We want to take it back because, you know, patriotism has gone from 63% to 38%. That is terrible. I mean, you see how they're destroying our country. And you would think that people step up, but I got to tell you, overall, people are lazy. And they say, Steve, how do you have all that energy? Well, everybody has that energy. The question is whether you use it or not. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to do. So we try to get on as many programs as we can to get as many people as we can involved. And if you want to go to one of our sites, it's called SaveMyFreedom.us. That's SaveMyFreedom.us, one of your compatriots.
All right. There's a little too many websites to remember, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm adding them in the show notes just for your convenience. Basically, the bottom line is Wear Your Freedom, theflagshirt.com. You can get Steve Picks up there and a whole lot more. And when you go to theflagshirt.com, you know, the idea is, hey, there's a lot of great opportunities for clothing to promote what we're doing. Not only does it fund the efforts that we're all making, but it gives you a chance to kind of help promote the cause as well. Steve, we appreciate you, sir. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Sam, I really hope I'm still doing all this and that with that much energy when I'm 82. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Come on. Yeah. The good sheriff could be 82 years old. So, Steve, thank you so much. We hope we'll see you at our event in Las Vegas. And, Sheriff Mack, let's turn to our event a little bit because, man, what Steve's doing is a great precursor on the 4th, where you can, you know, check out all the Zoom stuff and get caught up and all that kind of stuff. Like I say, you got to email Steve for the invitation to the Election Security Conference coming up on the 4th. You can sign up by emailing Steve. Just do so at sstern1054@gmail.com. And once you're included, the point is then you can come to our conference and meet a lot of these people. Every one of them won't be there, but a bunch of them will, Sheriff.
Well, Sam, yeah, I mean, I really like the Zoom meetings or StreamYard, whatever it is. Those are all great. Me, I'm kind of old fashioned. I got to be able to look people in the eye, instead of what I'm doing right now, looking at a little white dot on my laptop. It's really difficult for me to engage when I'm looking at this little camera white dot on my computer, rather than looking, 700 or 800 people in the audience and looking them in the eye and having them look me in my eye, and we're really engaged and we're really exchanging powerful information, and we're exchanging a commitment. We're making a commitment to each other that we are going to focus now on the solution. And so yeah, definitely there is a solution regarding election fraud and election crimes, and all of the election crimes should be being investigated. And right now we have too many fearful sheriffs that are so afraid that if they start investigating voter fraud, they're going to be attacked by the national media. So be it, let them. These people are liars and they are part of the problem. And if you cower in front of them or cower away from them, they're winning. Let's not let the people destroying America win anymore. We're taking back our country. We're taking back our elections. And he's right. Steve was absolutely right. If we don't have fair and honest and integrous elections, what else does our country have? That is our birthright as we the people to choose who represents us. It's not up to the deep state and to the cheaters and liars of this country to determine our representatives are.
Well, you know who's going to be on the program with us next week, Sheriff? Mark Cook. Mark Cook is the guy that does the election integrity road shows all across the country. He's an educational strategist that helps people understand the details of how the election process works, what we can do about it. He's even been providing IT consulting to sheriffs across the country, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we need him. And he was just in a conference yesterday with Sheriff Darleaf. And our prayers are out to Darleaf and his family. His daughter-in-law has been having complications since she gave birth to Sheriff Leaf's first grandchild. So our thoughts and prayers are with you, Sheriff Leaf. Thank you for all that you've done. But look at Christina Tobin. How long has she been involved in election integrity and true and fair elections? I remember speaking at an event with her probably 15 to 20 years ago. And so she's been doing great work. She's going to be one of our speakers at our event. And what Mark Cook and Steve Stern are doing and True the Vote.
It's incredible.
There's lots of people out there.
Let me just run down the list of what we've got kind of planned for our event on April the 17th. Go to cspoa.org and you can sign up. You can get your hotel, but get your seat now, because I'm telling you right now, we're running out of space. But at 8:30, the doors open on Wednesday, April 17th. 9 o'clock, Alex Newman, well-known writer for the Epoch Times and the New American, does a bunch of radio and TV shows himself, traveler, speaker. He'll be the MC for our event. We're going to kick it off with a flag and a pledge and a prayer. Then Sheriff Mack will kick it off. And his topic is going to be basically, look, helping people understand the summary that all the topics we're going to discuss that day really are downstream from the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered. We're going to have our buddy Zach Carter headline Hippie Meets Constitutional Sheriff. That's a fascinating story you have just got to hear. All topics lead back to the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered is kind of the headliner for that, ladies and gentlemen. And then we're going to have Bob Songer, Clickatuck County, Washington Sheriff. He'll be speaking about setting up a constitutional posse in your county. He's got a manual to help do so. We've got Jared Bosley, land rights. He's a South Dakota farmer. We've got Congressman Steve King, land rights. He'll be talking about the pipelines in America. He's from Iowa, and the reason he's not elected now is because they targeted him for, kick out of Congress, if you will. They literally pulled out the big money and shut him down. I believe they committed election fraud, but that's my opinion. Then we have Wayne Allen Root, well-known talk and TV host, commentator, and more, talking about the border. Then we'll be playing Noncompliant 2, a little clip of the video relating to a good sheriff in New Mexico and good a sheriff. Pastor in New Mexico. Yes. Glenn Hamilton is who we're talking about. And Caleb Cooper, I guess, is the pastor too, and we're going to tell you their riveting story. New Bible Church, they tried to shut him down. The good sheriff stood with a good pastor, and ladies and gentlemen, they never shut down. We're talking unconstitutional mandates were rejected on that day, as they should be. And if we're so wrong with our political theories on this, Sheriff Mack, then how come they didn't arrest the sheriff?
They can't.
Anyway, we've got a little bit more time here. The music's coming early, isn't it? All right, there you go.
No, we're about in. Anyway, that's it.
Don't we got five more minutes?
Nope.
All right. Well, thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. God bless all of you. CSPOA.org. Sign up today.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Mark.
And I'm Dr. Michelle, and we want to invite you to our new show, Furthermore, where we bring you the tips about hope, the truth about health, and how to preserve your freedom.
So watch us on Brighteon.tv. We can't wait to see you. We can't wait to spend some time with you. So join us on Furthermore.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer knew that its COVID-19 vaccines were contaminated with a virus and took steps to intentionally obscure this. The preceding show was sponsored by.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. Brighteonmetals.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down. You need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thank you for supporting Brighteon TV. Please consider helping us by making a reoccurring donation at supportbtv.com. Truth matters.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit TopreserveTheNation.com to begin that restoration.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that glitch a little bit. We had some automation kind of end early. Some of the shows goes from 0 to 50. Ours goes from 0 to 55. So anyway, had a couple of minutes to make up there. Thank you for your understanding. Again, it's always challenging putting radio and TV together because the clocks are different. For example, on radio, 0 to 5 is when we do news. Well, so we need to work on that so that we could do 0 to 5 news and then 5 to, you know, the top of the hour would be the show. I'm working on all that, getting all those glitches done. But the fact is, on pennies, we're merging radio and TV for a simulcast that's absolutely incredible. We need to wear our freedom. Theflagshirt.com. Check that out. And by the way, our event for the CSPOA will be in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel on April the 17th, Wednesday, all day. Doors open at 8:30. Event ends at 9 p.m. It's an incredible training. It's a press conference. It's a whole lot more. International media, mainstream press media will be there. We're inviting everyone to see the truth about what we stand for. We're recording it so they can't lie about what's really what we said and did, and et cetera, et cetera. So keep an eye on that. CSPOA.org to sign up and do it now. All right. We also talked yesterday with Dr. Scott Bradley about the persecution of Christians on the rise worldwide. The persecution of Christians on the rise worldwide. And believe it or not, violence against Christians surges globally, data shows. Those are some scary headlines if you're a Christian, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're a Christian patriot, it's even more scary. They want to shut us down. They want to jail all of us if they can. You know what their strategy is, ladies and gentlemen? Dismiss, discredit, demonize, and destroy. That's what they do, right? And it's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. And I'm going to talk about this more next hour. Dismiss, discredit, demonize, and destroy, because it really kind of tells what's going on for all of us. Understand, Biden banishes Christian images and celebrates, quote, transgender day of visibility on Easter. And what they want you to believe is, oh, you know, just look at the calendar. We've had our day on, you know, March 31st for a long time, and now it just is it so happens that, you know, hey, the Christian holiday is on the day that we celebrate this transgender stuff. I understand that it's a calendar thing that hit it on the same day. I get it. But what I do know is that when you start to jettison Christian images, Biden banishes Christian images. Okay, when you start to reject Christianity and promote this transgender perversion, God created he them male and female. And this strikes at the very heart of that, as man pretends they're above God. It's a disgrace. That's why I'm saying dismiss, demonize, discredit, destroy. That's what they're doing to all of us. We cannot let that happen. We, our greater numbers, must stand up and be effective and active in the culture war. For Sam Bushman and Sheriff Richard Mack and all of our guests from Brighteon.tv and Liberty Roundtable Live, God save the Republic of the United States of America.